Good morning, everyone. You're listening to the World Teacher Program for Share International New Zealand on Planet FM 104.6. Each Friday morning, we bring you information from the teachers of the Ageless Wisdom. The purpose of our program is to introduce Maitreya, the world teacher for the Age of Aquarius. Maitreya does not come alone. He brings with him the Masters of Wisdom, a group of highly evolved teachers who work in many fields and teach us the art of living, how to work in right relationship with each other. With their inspiration, we can transform our civilization, creating justice and peace, and use the technological advances available to us. Approximately every 2,500 years, a new teacher brings a body of teaching to humanity that is suited to our needs at that particular time. Usually this takes place at the end of an age. Right now, as the age of Pisces declines and our solar system aligns with the constellation Aquarius, new energies are beginning to make themselves felt. As these Aquarian energies of sharing and justice stream into our planet, the need for change can be seen more clearly. A period of chaos ensues as the old order lessens its grip on humanity, and the impulse of sharing, justice and peace inspires us to move forward in evolution as a united group.
Good morning and welcome to our program. We'd like to begin with an article by the Master that was given through Benjamin Cram, followed by another article also from Share International magazine, which is titled A Crisis of Consciousness and the Laws That Will See Us Through. Last but not least, we'd like to, if we have time, read out a question and answer in which Mr. Cram describes the future. But firstly, here's the article by the Master titled Victory is Assured. And just as a precursor to reading that out, since the inception of Share International magazine, which was about 40 years ago, Benjamin Cram's Master has provided articles to be published not only at the time they were written, but also whenever appropriate according to world circumstances. And indeed, many of these articles seem more relevant now than when they were first published. To humanity's shame, lawlessness and chaos are prevalent in the highest offices and nowhere seems immune. And yet, the Master here points to a new spirit, new reverence and new beauty. And despite the present apparent trend, victory is assured.
It is becoming increasingly clear that the conflict between good and evil is being won by the forces of light. Gradually, the good is gaining the upper hand in this age-old struggle for the minds and hearts of men. To some, this may seem an astonishing statement to make in the light of the tensions and cleavages which exist in the world today. Yet such is the case, and were you to see the world and events as do we, the elder brothers, you would see a world undergoing an extraordinary transformation. On all sides there is evidence that the old order is crumbling. Ancient hatreds divide the peoples and lawlessness abounds. But everywhere there are signs that a new spirit is awakening in man, a new sense of responsibility and a renewed reverence for life in all its forms.
Many are the manifestations of this new beauty. Many and marvellous are the visions of the future opening up before mankind. Man stands as yet at the threshold only of a new beginning, yet already the signs of progress are there for those who have the eyes to see. We are witnessing now a polarization which is forcing humanity to choose. So fearsome are the dangers in the present modes of living that the spirit in man revolts and searches for the new. In this way is man brought to the recognition of the will of God. Behind all stands the plan, embodying that will, and knowingly or not, men are now ready to implement that plan. Groups of men are forming themselves on every hand to manifest the new. Inspired by love and the spirit of necessity, they envisage a simpler and a saner world. They see that from the imbalances and tensions of the present must grow justice and harmony. They know that they are divine and can perform miracles of change. They sense the needs of the time and dedicate themselves to service. They represent the good in every land. Many are the ways to God, but the quickest and the surest is the path of service. No other path so fully embodies the nature of God. Take your place on this path and carry out the dictates of your soul. Follow the promptings of your heart and awaken to the needs of the world. Know that as you enter on the path of service, you accept your place within the plan and find yourself well set upon the path to God.
Ready, then, will be the response from us, your elder brothers. Quickly shall we seize the opportunity to help you on your way through stimulus and profit fields of service. Thus can you join us and aid us in our work. Make this your aim and join the ranks of the servers of the world. Take your place at our side and work with the forces of light. Victory is assured, but must be fought for and won. Be not afraid in the midst of chaos and tension. Fear has no place in the present situation. Rather, see it as a challenge to your faith. And our next piece is by a well-known author for Share magazine, Gerard Artson, and is titled A Crisis in Consciousness and the Laws That Will See Us Through.
This piece has been edited for the program, and you can read the entire article in the January-February 2018 issue of Share International magazine. The Age of Pisces, the ageless wisdom teachings tell us, has given humanity the new qualities of individuality and idealism. These qualities are essential attributes to bring about our expression of humanity's fundamental oneness. But the current unbalanced emphasis they receive in the way we have organized society has led the world to the edge of the abyss. For if we look at the state of the world in 2017, when 8 individuals are now as wealthy as the poorest 50% of humanity, this is from Oxfam, while more than a billion people still live on less than US$1.25 a day, and more people than ever are employed on less than living wages, we can see how the manifestation of these two qualities has reached its apex, reinforcing each other's vices of separativeness and extremism in a dysfunctional system where competition has become a necessity and greed a virtue.
At the same time, in the face of growing injustice and human suffering, we see all around us a marked movement towards the expression of unity and synthesis, the qualities of Aquarius. Apparently, inwardly, we know that we are one species, one race. But as Benjamin Krem pointed out time and again, our present societal structures do not allow us to express this oneness, and this has led to the current crisis that manifests most visibly in the socio-economic field. As a result, humanity is deeply polarized about which way to go from here. Those who are steeped in the old ways want to hold on to what they know and argue for reinforced separation between groups and greater competition, leading to more conflict. Others are looking to find new ways towards greater openness, justice, and cooperation. If we look for guidance, we will see that the essence of all the major religions shares several crucial points of agreement that have always pointed humanity the way out of our perplexity.
This time is no exception, as the presence in the world of our elder brothers, Maitreya, the world teacher, and the masters of wisdom, reinstates in modern language the age-old signposts out of our current crisis. In summary, all the major religions agree on a cyclical revelation. One, through the return of a teacher at the beginning or end of each cosmic cycle or age. Two, about the source and evolution of consciousness, which, three, needs to be given expression by living according to the golden rule to establish right human relations. Students of the Ageless Wisdom teaching will immediately recognize in this iteration three major laws that have been held before humanity by our teachers since time immemorial. Number one, the law of cyclic return. Number two, the law of evolution. And number three, the law of harmlessness.
For readers of Share International magazine, the first of these laws will sound very familiar as Benjamin Krem's enumeration of the various prophecies about the return of a teacher. Christians are waiting for the second coming. Jews are still waiting for the Messiah. Buddhists expect Maitreya Buddha. Hindus, the 10th incarnation of Vishnu, or Kalki Avatar, while sections of Islam await the 12th Mahdi, the Imam Mahdi. Many will find it powerful confirmation to see this esoteric law of cyclic return confirmed in some of the pronouncements from the ancient scriptures.
Here's a quote regarding Hinduism, and it's from the Bhagavad Gita, said by Sri Krishna. Whenever there is a withering of the law and an uprising of lawlessness on all sides, then I manifest myself. For the salvation of the righteous and the destruction of such as do evil, for the firm establishing of the law, I come to birth, age after age. And here's a quote from Vishnu Purana, Book 4, Chapter 24. When the practices taught in the Vedas and institutes of law have nearly ceased, and the close of the Kali age shall be nigh, a portion of that divine being who exists of his own spiritual nature, and who is the beginning and end, and who comprehends all things, shall descend upon earth.
And now I continue with a quote from Gautama Buddha from Dinya Nikaya. Now, in those days, brethren, there shall arise in the world an exalted one by name Maitreya, the kindly one, an arhat, a fully enlightened one, endowed with wisdom and righteousness, a happy one, a world knower, the peerless charioteer of men to be named, a teacher of the devas, that means angels, and mankind, an exalted one, a Buddha like myself. He shall proclaim the norm, lovely in its beginning, lovely in its middle, and lovely in the end thereof. He shall make known the holy perfect life of righteousness in all its purity, both in the spirit and in the letter of it, even as I do now. He shall lead an order of brethren, numbering many thousands, even as I do now lead an order of brethren, numbering many hundreds.
And this quote is relating to Islam. Even if only a day remains for the resurrection to come, yet Allah will surely send a man from my family who will fill this world with such justice and fairness, just as it initially was filled with oppression.
And now from the Bhagavad Gita. The law of evolution, the evolution of consciousness to realize ultimately its ultimate oneness with the source, can also be found in the scriptures of every religious tradition. As Sri Krishna says, the soul is the cause of movement, but does not itself move. The soul is one, yet has innumerable forms. The soul creates, preserves, and destroys. The soul is the light of every light, and as light transcends the duality of brightness and darkness. The soul is the light of knowledge, and its light is also the goal of knowledge. In the soul, the subject and object of knowledge are one.
And here is a quote from Gautama Buddha. In Buddhism, the evolution of consciousness is expressed as achieving the cessation of thought. Right view, right aspiration, right speech, right action, right livelihood, right effort, right mindfulness, right concentration. That is the ancient path, the ancient road, travelled by the rightly self-awakened ones of former times. I followed that path. Following it, I came to direct knowledge of aging and death, direct knowledge of the origination of aging and death, direct knowledge of the cessation of aging and death. And here we have one from Jesus where he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. The esoteric student understands he refers to the growing expression of our innate divinity.
And now from the book The Mystics of Islam, written by A. Reynold Nicholson. According to Islam, God is visible only to the inward sight of the heart. In Sufism, the mystical approach to Islam, followers seek to find a direct personal experience of God by strengthening the heart's connection to the divine. This is called the opening of the heart, so that one becomes reunited with the divine or lost in love for God. As if pointing directly to the expansion or evolution of consciousness, Jalaluddin Rumi says that man cannot know by the senses, for he is immaterial, nor by the intellect, for he is unthinkable. Logic never gets beyond the finite. Philosophy sees double. Book learning fosters self-conceit and obscures the idea of the truth with clouds of empty words. Look in your own heart, says the Sufi, for the kingdom of God is within you.
And here we have a series of different quotes. And to start with, expanding our consciousness to restore our awareness of our innate divinity by living the laws of life that come to us through cyclical revelation. We must expand our awareness to include the well-being of our fellow human beings, wherever they may be. Therefore, any true expression of this growth in consciousness must manifest itself in right human relations through the law of harmlessness, better known around the world as the Golden Rule. In Hinduism, one should never do that to another which one regards as injurious to one's own self. This, in brief, is the rule of righteousness. And in Judaism, what is hateful to you, do not do to your neighbour. This is the whole law. All the rest is commentary. And in Buddhism, treat not others in ways that you yourself would find hurtful. Christianity, therefore, all things whatsoever ye would that other men should do to you, do ye even so to them, for this is the law and the prophets. And in Islam, not one of you truly believes until you wish for your brothers that what you wish for yourself.
Indeed, this golden rule is so ingrained in our being as humanity's highest aspiration that it is enshrined in the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, Article 25, Paragraph 1. Everyone has the right to a standard of living adequate for the health and well-being of himself and of his family, including food, clothing, housing, medical care, and necessary social services, and the right to security in the event of unemployment, sickness, disability, widowhood, old age, or other lack of livelihood in circumstances beyond his control. The article has served as the guiding principle of Share International magazine since its inception, as being fundamental to the establishment of right human relations and the restoration of justice in the world. The fragments from the age-old teachings presented above show unequivocally that no other pronouncement would provide a safer roadmap out of the crisis in consciousness that is plaguing humanity at this crossroads between two ages. They also highlight the striking simplicity and beauty of Maitreya's teaching. When you share, you recognize God in your brother.
We'll finish just with an excerpt from a comment from Benjamin Krem in which he describes the future given during a lecture in London in March 2010. I would say that stretching ahead of us, if we could see 20 to 25 years ahead into the future, we would see an entirely new world, a world which today seems impossible of achievement, a world in which war had become practically a forgotten calamity, something which never entered the thought of humanity, where there was no one, not one in any country, short of food, but all enjoying their right to a full stomach every day of their lives. A world in which daily new discoveries of all kinds, inner, psychic and outer, developmental and practical, we are creating a new environment for all of us. New kinds of cities being built and new transport systems with a technology unthinkable today, in a silence we would hardly imagine to be possible, in which the element of noise was so reduced that people have the time and quiet in which to think, meditate and even just look at the flowers in the park. To see the world as we perhaps saw the world as children, taking in one day at a time, and that being a marvellous feast of enjoyment, and to see all of these days together adding up to a tremendous development in the divinity, the sheer divinity of the 6.7 billion people in the world.
That brings us to our close of our program today. And for more information about Maitreya and the Masters, visit www.share-international.org or write sharenz@yahoo.com. Thank you very much for listening. Love and blessings to all.